Diane Roberts. A U.S. judge early Sunday blocked the Commerce Department from requiring Apple and Google to remove WeChat for download starting late Sunday. A U.S. magistrate judge in California said in an order that WeChat users who filed a lawsuit, quote, have shown serious questions going to the merits of the First Amendment claim, the balance of hardships tips in the plaintiff's favor. The preliminary injunction also blocked the commerce order that would have barred other transactions with WeChat in the United States that could have degraded the site's usability for current U.S. users. U.S. President Donald Trump touted what he called a fantastic deal that could see Oracle and Walmart become U.S. tech partners for TikTok, which the president is seeking to ban over security concerns. He told reporters he was giving the deal with Oracle his blessing and that it had addressed U.S. national security concerns. Syrian opposition sources said Russian jets bombed rebel-held northwestern Syria Sunday in the most extensive strike since a Turkish-Russian deal halted major fighting with a ceasefire nearly 6 months ago. Witnesses said the warplane struck the western outskirts of Idlib city and that there was heavy artillery shelling in mountainous regions in southern Idlib from nearby Syrian army outposts. There were no immediate reports of casualties. There has been no wide-scale aerial bombing since a March agreement ended a Russian-backed bombing campaign that left nowhere to go for over a million people in the region. The United States faces defeat in its move to reimpose UN sanctions on Tehran, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said in a televised speech Sunday. This comes after Washington declared all UN sanctions on Iran had been restored. Rouhani said America, quote, faced defeat and negative responses from the international community. This is VOA News. Thousands of people demonstrated Sunday in